Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 43 of the Thlulos Global Podcast. Today, we have Mr. Chrysos, who I think, have you spelled your name wrong, Chrysos, mate, on the screen?
No, that is how you spell my name. You spell my name wrong all the time.
Okay, fair enough. How are you, Chrysos, mate?
Yeah, miyakara. How are you guys doing?
I'm good. We've also got Big Yanni here. Hello, Yanni.
Big Yanni. No, I'm good.
Big Yanni, expert.
Thank you for having me once again. Yeah, expert.
All good. Καλό Πάσχα σε όλους, Χριστός Ανέστη. Also, today's podcast will be in English, as per the instructions of the boss, Mr. CJ, who is not here as of right now, but he might be joining later due to some technical difficulties, and he basically told us just to start. So we'll get into it, and hopefully CJ can join us today. Also, today we're going to drop the link actually in the YouTube. I'll do that now. For anyone who wants to join, I'll figure that out. So if anyone wants to join, I'll drop the link in the YouTube comments. And if you want to come on and have a chat with us and talk about the games, we've got some massive games in the game 5 against Barcelona tomorrow and Aston Villa, second leg. We'll drop that down. So anyone, just feel free and we'll add you in. But yeah, we'll start off with obviously one of the biggest nights in Olympiacos' history, last Thursday night for the Greeks and obviously Friday morning for us, with a 4-2 win against Aston Villa at Villa Park, with El Kabi scoring the hat-trick. Mr. El Kabi, Chrysos' man, who said that he'd be the GOAT this year, and he's proven that. Top goal scorer in the UECL. And then we also had the Hezer goal with a deflection at the end. We'll go to you, Chrysos, first. Obviously, you watched the game. Thoughts on the game and how we played it, and how happy are you with everything?
I think it was a very good game. I think probably one of the best games I've ever seen Olympiacos play. I think we dominated from the start, and I think the early goal didn't. The goal just before halftime didn't help. But I think El Kabi knew he had a job to do, and knew he had to finish it off and finish his dinner, and that's exactly what he did.
Yep, that's fully right. There were some great finishes, especially that second goal where Podence chipped the ball over. It was great interplay with Fortunis and Chiquinho, who went to Podence, and then he obviously put that ball over the top. The ball was bouncing. It was really hard. He did really well to control it, header it down into the floor and just smash it in. It was a great goal. Yanni, what did you think of the game, man?
I think one of the most important things about that game is the composure we saw after the Villa scored a goal that was disallowed, but there was no panic afterwards that Villa almost scored, almost went up, almost we fell behind straight in the first 10 minutes. The team showed amazing composure attack. It was like nothing happened. You could not tell that we almost fell behind. El Arabi's finishing was class. Even the penalty, which some would say it's the easiest goal, but to score it at the time that he did, the score was 2-2, I believe, correct?
Yes. It was 2-1.
It was amazing. It was amazing. And that is a goal. I mean, incredible. I went in. It was one of the best performances Olympiacos has done, at least this season. And I just want to say this one thing about the podcast. We predicted in the podcast, we said that Olympiacos is going to score goals in the game against Villa, and we were right. We said 3-1. The score wasn't 3-1, but we scored more than 3 goals. So we were right. We said we were going to take advantage of the injuries, and we did. So congrats on us, I guess, as a podcast.
Well said, Yanni. Tass, mate, I will drop the link when we go to the EuroLeague talk. While Yanni's talking about the EuroLeague match, game 4, I'll drop the link. I'm just trying to figure out how to do it. What's it called? I'll drop it and you can join for the rest of the stream. So just give us 5-10 minutes. I thought we played really well as well. We absolutely, we came there. Like Manly Bar said before the game, we respect Aston Villa, but we've come here to win. And he showed that from the start. We pressed high early from the beginning, which was quite surprising, I thought, away from home against such a good quality side with the quality they have and the players that they have to play out the back. We trusted our press, we trusted our system, and it got us a few goals. That second goal, we won the ball back with Retsos in the middle of the pitch. The first goal, I'm just trying to think. Yeah, the same thing. We won the ball back high up the pitch. So, yeah, it worked really well, the press. And what's it called? I was really happy to see that. It just shows the change in mentality that we've had this season with Menlibar. and the fact that we're willing to just play with no fear, which is what we showed. And we deserved to win that match. We were the better team over the full 90 minutes. I thought, obviously, that second goal, Zolakis obviously made a big mistake. Can't fault him too much because he's been so good the last month. We've got a comment here. How did Greece not qualify for the Euros? That's a disgrace. Yeah, it is a disgrace. We played really well and we deserve the win. And now, what's it called? We'll talk about the game after, but it's ours to lose from here. So, what the hell? The comments are glitching. Anyways, yeah. What did you boys think about the lineup as well going into the game? I was quite happy to see Border play. I thought he played really, really well. And I was expecting him to play. I announced him in. Remember, I said he would be in the starting 11 last week. And yeah, he just showed that we need him for these big matches. His class showed, his experience showed. And yeah, it was good to see. Boys, thoughts on the lineup?
Nah, just. Chris, you want me to go or I go?
Be in it.
Hey, sorry, mate.
Hey, can you guys hear me all right?
Yeah.
Mate, let me just read out this message that I've just received. Add me, you fucking blind cunt. Four eyes, goofy cunt. I'm Peter sorry, George's mate. Best mate from Lamborghini. Why are the comments not showing up?
I'm Peter George's best mate. Anyway, lads, sorry about that. I have to go on the phone. My laptop decided to die tonight. So rest in peace, Apple Mac 2013. But we're here on the iPhone 11. So it's all good. How are we, boys? What have I missed?
No, nothing. We're just talking about the game. All your thoughts on the game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What are your thoughts on
that? We've already given our thoughts. What are your
thoughts? Already gave, yeah.
Well, CJ, can you drop the link in the chat on YouTube? I don't know how to do it. Tass wants to join. Can you drop the link in the chat on YouTube so people can join?
Yeah. One sec.
Thank you. And as you're doing that, give us your thoughts on the game.
Yeah, see if you can multitask.
I don't know how to do it on the phone, eh? I think that did it.
Yeah, I think you did it.
Okay. My thoughts, yeah. Mate, it's obviously our biggest win in our history to date. An unbelievable turnout by the fans, first of all. I want to say at Villa Park. They were absolute. How embarrassing for us at Villa that the away fans were louder than them.
Yeah,
just a bunch of... fat bald man with no teeth couldn't fucking do it. But speaking of the game, everything from start to finish was absolutely fucking the best thing we could have asked for. I was saying to my dad before the game, I said I didn't think we were going to lose. I always knew it was going to be a difficult night out, especially in England. I said the best thing for Olympiacos to come out with is like a narrow 2-1, 1-0 win, or even a draw, considering that it was in England. In no chance would I have thought that, not that we couldn't win, but getting four goals alone and a hat-trick from El Kabi is just insane. But Iborda was an absolute pivotal player in that game. So good to see Retsos have such a cracker without any brain farts. I think everyone was up to par. Controlled the game really well. It was a midfield battle. Even when Villa looked dangerous, we just came out on top. It was just a perfect night. And when we lost the 2-0 lead, I was a bit of me was disappointed, but it was still hopeful just the way we were playing. Obviously, Villa's first goal was. I feel like Ortega should have come off, but at the same time, there wasn't a hell of a lot we could have done. And the second goal was just, you know, sheer luck, really. Solakis didn't expect it going near post. I don't think anyone did. It was an absolute banger of a goal. You can't deny it. But El Kabi or Olympiacos at the end of the day, absolutely on fire. My thoughts are simply that. Let's go for it again. My thoughts are we shouldn't sit back on Friday. My thoughts are we should just play like it's a nil all. Villa would want us to sit back, and that's absolutely the last thing we should do. We should take the game. We have nothing to lose, everything to gain. Let's go for it.
Yep, fully agree, man. Fully agree. We'll talk about the upcoming game soon, obviously. Also, the link's in the chat, Tass, and anyone who wants to join. I think Tass is in. We'll add him in now. What's it called? Yeah. One sec. Let's see if it works. Got the five-way. Tass, you there, mate? Oh, it's Stefanos. Is that Tass? Hello?
Yeah, good night.
I've never seen the screen with five. Stefanos, you there?
Yeah.
Boys.
Maybe just add him. Oh. Maybe just we'll talk for a bit more, then you can add him later.
We'll mute him for now until he fixes his mic. I think his mic's muted. But anyways, we'll go into the couple. Jeez. Are you there, mate? Do you wanna make any comments? We'll unmute you, mate.
Tass just commented, not him. Also, Tass, I think you commented on our last video. Thanks for joining us again.
No, it's not Tass, yeah.
Chris, okay, well, how have you been?
Sorry?
How have you been, man?
Yeah, not bad, man. You? I'm just in the works of another project on Instagram. So I'm doing that while I'm also on this.
Yeah,
there we go. We've got Tass in.
Am I in?
Tass, how are you, man?
Yeah, Tass.
Hey.
How are you? Good?
Yes, I said, yeah.
Welcome to Thrillers Global Podcast. Well, we always thanks ask this question on someone new. Anytime.
I'm good. I just got back from a...
Are you there? Your mic's kind of out.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go on, sorry.
It's terrible. There's no lag.
That's right. Now, we're just asking, what's it called? Whenever someone joins, we always ask, how did you become a Olympiacos fan?
How? My dad. My father. My father was the...
Fair enough. And thoughts on the game last week against Aston Villa? No, oh, he's cut out. I think his internet was bad. All right, then, what's it called? All these people joining, it's not working. We'll go to you. We'll go to you, Yanni, to talk about game four in the Euro League. If Tass wants to join,
who's the other person that's?
I don't know, man. Someone,
yeah, who do we have?
Stefanos boots up us. What kind of name is that? Yanni, all right, let's stop with the black ears. Let's continue the show because we can't.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Yanni, talk to us about game five. Tass, if you want to join back, mate, feel free.
About game five, you said, yeah. I mean, it's no surprise. If we win game five, it's a historic win. No team has, no visiting team has won a game five. Maccabi failed to win in Osaka today. So it's now, I'm pretty sure, between us and Fenerbahce. I think definitely one of us is going to win. I think it's going to be us. I think we can do it. I mean, we've shown good strengths. That game, I don't think it's going to be as easy as it was at CEF. That game was more of a statement game, and mm-hmm. Barcelona are going to be looking to back that up. They're going to be wanting a statement game, and obviously the chance to go through, but they can't just roll over like they did in game four. Look, man, I think there's not too many changes, right? It's all about now doing the things we did right and avoiding the things we did wrong. I mean, Barcelona didn't shoot amazing in game four, so we're going to have to defend the perimeter good in this game as well. We can't expect them to miss as many shots as they did. But yeah, like the team, I feel like the team is ready. We can definitely do it. Larenzakis, a week ago, I think, he said about Barjokas that his philosophy is, it really helps each team member support each other. So, yeah, I think that shows, like, when we saw Sigma play, which he had to play for so long, he had his team support and he had the coach's support to go in quarter final. and do his thing, to which in an extent he did. So I think we're ready. I think it's all going to come down if we can keep doing the things we do good and avoid doing the things we do bad. We were one win away from Barcelona in the regular season. I think we got this. I think everybody's healthy. Everybody's on form. It should be a win. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I fully agree. I think we're the better side when we have our full strength team. Having Kostas Papanikolaou back for game four was a big
massive.
Just even the morale, like, just you could just see it boosted. We looked a much better side. Obviously didn't play too long. I think he only played 17, 18 minutes coming back from his sickness, whatever he's been out for.
Yeah.
We played really good in that game four, obviously absolutely killed them. And if we play anywhere near that level, we will go through like Panathinaikos did this morning and we will join them in the final four and play Real Madrid. I think it's as simple as that. If we keep that same intensity and that same sort of game that we had in game four at CEF, we go through. We're the better team. We actually are the better team. Like, we're a better team than them. It's just like game two or three. Game three, we really should have won. We just missed so many chances, so many stupid mistakes. We'll add you in a second. We've got someone in the studio. I'll give us 2 minutes and we'll add you. Kostandinos.
And what you said about Papanikolaou, you're right that it's a big plus to have him back. But not only because he's the leader, because Papanikolaou is one of the few players that can average like 10 points, 7 points, maybe 11, like throughout the season, and then go have the biggest game of the season in a semi-final, in a final, in a quarter-final, in game five. He's a big game player, so it's a big plus.
100%, man. 100%. So we'll talk a bit more about game five towards the end of the podcast, but a big win in game four. I think we won. Was it 92-58? Absolutely smashed them. So we're adding big Kostandinos. Here he is. Kostandinos,
hello, mate, how are you? Oh, gentlemen, I hope you're well.
How are you, bud?
What's it called?
I'm good. Kostandinos, mate. It's good to see Greek football improving. It's amazing. I'm very proud to see Picada doing the way they are. If they can just get that final, get over the line against Villa, it's going to be big for football.
Very good. And are you a Greek Super League supporter? Do you support someone?
Because my family's from Tripoli, so I do on and off watch a bit of Asteras Tripolis, but they're not my number one team, you know. I don't mind Panathinaikos, but I do prefer Olympiakos. I know I'm probably going to get slated in here. But I think you now need to follow Greek football a bit more. But he's
very good.
Very good. Very good to see.
Where's Tsoukalos last when you need him?
Is disappointing Greece?
You can't say that, make bro. The Euro.
That is very true. It is very disappointing we didn't make the Euro.
We should have made the Euro. Is big disappointment. I can't believe.
Can I just ask? You have a bit of an interesting accent. Whereabouts are you from?
So I'm a bit Czech.
Okay.
So I'm quarter Czech. I grew up in Prague and a bit of Australian and Greek accent as well.
Okay, so it's a bit of a mix of everything.
Yes, it is, Liam.
And what part of Greece are you from?
I'm from Tripolis.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Sorry, you said. And in Australia, you're from Melbourne, Sydney, whereabouts?
I'm from Cooper Pedy.
Oh, Cooper Pedy, like the underground places.
Yeah. It's underground, but you know we can go above ground because it's a bit colder now. So during the night, it gets very cold. So yes.
Have you met a person called Benji Spark out there? I've got a mate, Benji Spark. He's been out there a few times.
He's come to work for my mining company.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Very good. Anyway, gentlemen, I hope you have a good night. Pama Olympiakara, and it's very amazing for Greek football.
Thank you, Kostandine.
Thank you, Kostandine.
Yeah. It's always good to see. No, I don't know who that is. I actually don't. Yanni, you were smiling. Do you know who that is?
I have no idea, but you know what's the thing? Like, I feel like Kostandinos, like, obviously his Greek name. I feel like if he had a more Australian name, I think it'd be like Phoenix or something. But I don't know.
That does. It probably would suit him, a name like that. Yeah, you're right.
I feel like it'd suit him, bro.
What's good? We'll move on and we'll talk a bit about the play. We'll get Tass is back in. Let's try adding him back. Taz, mate, how are you? Is your connections working now?
How are you, mate?
Yeah, I think so, boys. How are you?
How are you, man? You good?
Good.
Welcome. Whereabouts you join us from, man? Melbourne, Sydney?
I'm in Melbourne.
Oh, very nice. Like Yanni as well.
Bayside, Melbourne. But I just got back tonight from India, Bangladesh, and China the last couple of weeks.
Oh, so really? What are you doing over there, man?
I actually watched the game in India at 12:30 midnight.
The Indian Super League. Oh, wow.
No, Aston Villa.
Oh, that's the Villa game. Oh, my bad. Jeez, I'm an idiot. Taz, mate, tell us a bit about your thoughts on the game on Friday.
Mate, for me, it was a difficult game to watch. I was anxious from the first minute. I think in the first 5-10, they looked like they were pretty gung-ho. The other thing with English clubs is you just got to make sure you don't get one or cop one in the first 10, 15, because they certainly started pretty sprightly, right? But I felt like we had our tactics right on the game, and we started stifling them. They got frustrated. The press was working.
I fully agree.
The change in the midfield made a big difference. And I got to tell you, I reckon I spent, after we scored the second goal, I reckon I spent the next 20 minutes just sobbing, crying. I know why, but I couldn't stop myself. I was like, it was like I was schizophrenic or something. But I know it was all those years of that frustration, man. That result against Wolves, the offside on LRPS, I haven't got over that.
It's a really good point, isn't it? Yeah, what's it called? Obviously, I was explaining to my mum today. I was like, "This, if we make it on Friday, even though we haven't won the final yet, it'll be like one of the best moments of my life. Like, just to see us play in the final will be crazy." It's like I've been reading posts all week this week saying like, just like this Zoom, like what is going on? Like, who would have ever thought in 2024 Olympiacos would be playing in a European final, even though it's the Conference League, and you'll hear a lot of the big leagues.
Who cares? It doesn't mean much.
Yeah, who cares? But this is massive for us. This is absolutely massive, and it's unheard of.
This is also the same season we lost 5-0 to Freiburg.
Correct.
Thinking about that is just insane. And what Taz, you mentioned the start of the game. What a save from Tsourlakis in the first amazing few save. Minutes.
That was a great save.
That was a great save.
I reckon that save was poignant, right? Because if we did cop that,
yeah, that was
different game, right? Yeah. We have to open up. I think they changed everything. But look, I didn't expect the team to play as well as they did. We were very efficient. We have been recently too. So
yes,
but there is a family sort of unity amongst the boys now, right? Like the Valverde days when you just saw that on the park.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's come back again.
Yeah,
that is a really even good point, yes.
Even with Pedro Martins in that season. Yeah.
True.
When we lost the Wolves, it had such a family feeling to the team. So it's good to see that back again as well. And
unified with the crowd, right? With the support.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Sure, man.
Which I think is
it's just insane. And not only that, I think we have 3 games left in the league. I have 2. I think it's only us and Falk with 3 games. So we can actually even potentially win the league.
I couldn't care about the league right now. The league's in a grey area at the moment, TJ, because obviously if we make it to the final, we still have to focus on the league, because fourth place could also mean we miss out on European football next year if we don't win the Conference League final, because if Addis win the cup, we won't get European football at all. So we can't just say forget about the league, because I'd almost argue like In a sense, it's as important as the Conference League at the moment. We've got to put as much attention into that, because if we put everything to the Conference and it doesn't pay off, and we finish fourth in the league and Addis win, all this season's for nothing. We're not in Europe next year, which would be a massive.
It's our 100th year next year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, what you said, hasn't it?
Next year.
Oh, 100th year, correct. Yes.
100th year, yes. Next year.
Yeah.
I think we're not finishing fourth. The way Panathinaikos was going as well, we're definitely going to be second or third. And I'm not saying if you came to me saying Conference League finalists win, like you win or second or first in Greece, I'm taking Conference League any day.
But guys, I'm going to let you go.
Even relegation, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Sorry, lads, if I could just make 3 points, and I'm going to let you guys go and watch the rest of the show, because I love your conversation about it. I don't want to keep interrupting, but there's three things that symbolize this club's gone to the next level in the last few weeks, let's say months. The Alexandroupolis Zebekia in Turkey, in their tunnels, for me, was very symbolic of where we are. We're not going to take shit, right? We had a really good ref against Villa, thank God, because he blew it the right way. We had a little bit of luck. I think the second thing is El Kabi has hit an unbelievable form, and he can score, right? He can score from pretty much any position, any play. He's really dangerous. The only thing I'm worried about is Villa's fourth. They're comfortable fourth now. Tottenham's shed the bed. But they don't have to worry about the Premier League. All they're worrying about
all their attention's here, yes.
And what worries me a little bit is in the first game, they might have taken it for granted that they had it in the bag. I mean, during the press conference, none of the journalists asked Emery about Olympiacos at all, you know, in the 40-minute press conference, so that they thought they had it. So they're going to come all guns blaring. And we need to keep them away from scoring in the first half. If we do that, I think we're through. And we'll create some history. It's going to be an amazing bloody year. And very proud of Governor. And thanks for having me, guys. I'm going to
pee off. No problem, Taz. And feel free in any episode, just come on and join. What's it called? Send us a message that you're in the comments and come on and have a say for 10, 15 minutes as well, if you like.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be great. I think what you guys are doing is amazing, lads.
Thank you very much, man. Appreciate it.
That's really appreciate it. And I really appreciate it. And I hope your viewership grows. So all the best to you.
Thank you so much for joining, man. Good insight as well. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Take care of yourself.
Pleasure to have you.
Pleasure to have you.
It's always nice to see like the community growing. Man, like, what's it called? We've got so many more people in the last few weeks just joining and stuff. And this is our goal, CJ. When you first messaged me, probably 3 years or so now, to just build it. Our goal was always just to build the community, especially in Australia, but you know, even around the world. So it's working so far, which is good.
Thank you to everyone that participates in the show, watches us, subscribes, follows us on everything. We wouldn't be doing this without you guys. So really appreciate it. Thank you very much, everyone.
One more point that we have to say. In the last two or so months, the page has just skyrocketed with the podcast, the Instagrams, the YouTubes, even our Spotify downloads have been through the roof. Also, I think a fact that we have been doing a bit more Greek sort of stuff has helped us a lot as well. But what's it called? Yeah, just thank you to everyone. It's been a big 2 months and it's finally starting to grow somewhere. Like, we're starting to see the growth, which is really good. Anyways, we'll move on. We're going to talk about the game on Friday. Before that, actually, we'll just mention a few things about this team. I was planning to talk about players and stuff, but I don't think there's a point. I think there's only, what, three, four, there's five games, 4 to 5 games left, depending if we make the final for the season.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just the way it is, we've got so many important things to focus on at the moment that it's not even worth talking about players and who's going to stay, who we need, who's going to leave. I think that should come after everything.
Yeah, towards the end of the season, we'll do like a leave, loan, stay episode.
Yeah, we'll do that. Because there's been news, obviously, we've heard stuff about Alexandroupolis, Zoulakis, a lot of people. We'll leave it all. I really hope we keep a lot of these players. But for now, we're going to focus on the games, finish this season off, and then we'll talk about all that. But I really do see Manly Bar holding a lot of these players and building off what he's managed to build on the last few months.
And onto what just mentioned before about El Kabi. 30 goals this season, all competitions. Correct. Insane. Insane.
What a player. And we have to give big shout out to Christos, man. We've got to go back and find that clip, man. Go back and find it, Christos. I know you want to do that. Go back and find where you say that comment, because you have absolutely worked wonders, man. That's a fair play of respect.
Yeah, bro. And if we win the league, go back to that clip too.
Okay, well, I don't know about that one, but if that happens as well, mate, like anything you say from now on, I'll take it. Anyway, we'll move on to the game against Aston Villa, because obviously it's massive, and also everyone feel free to join. The link's still in the chat. I'll post it again so that anyone wants to join. We'll go to you, Chrisos. Hello. Talk to us a little bit about the game on Friday and what this, not even about the game and like the score and everything, what this means to us fans and everything. Tell us.
Well, I think that Bidea is going to go ballistic. A certain man with glasses might even be there to try and get some footage for some other irrelevant thing. But, yeah, I think it's going to be a big game.
What's this bro all about?
You know who I'm talking about.
Not really. Bro with glasses, who's that?
He lives in Bidea.
It was funny how the whole screen was shaking as well as you were saying it.
Sorry, go on.
Yeah, like I was saying, I think it's gonna be a big game. We're going to go out in numbers, and I think that support is going to be unreal for the lads, which is what you want. And I'm not going to share my score yet, but yeah, I think it's probably everyone's going to be watching. I think even Bulk fans, Panathinaikos fans, Ike fans, as much as they hate us, I think they're going to be rooting for us. As much as they don't want to, I think they're going to be rooting for us, and it's going to be a good day for the Olympiagara.
Fair enough, bravo. And Yanni, you're obviously grown up as an Olympiacos fan. What is it, not even about the game again, what does it just mean for us as a club?
Bro, it's like we're a club that has won every European trophy in every competition.
I knew you would say this.
Even, but bro, we've won boxing, ping pong, like, and we can't win at football. The one where we spend the most money at. Like, if we win this, I sincerely believe, like, we are probably undoubtedly, like, one of the biggest, like, sporting clubs in the world. Because Olympiacos is, like, number one in overall in European trophies and in trophies in general for every sport, basketball, volleyball, anything, women's and men's departments. If we win that, that's the crowning jewel. Like, I don't know what any other team can say to us, especially in Greece. It's like the biggest, it's going to set us apart forever. You know what I mean? It's crazy. And when I remember, like, back in the day, we wanted to just see our, just be in a quarterfinal, just compete in Europe, just do something. And I remember, like, Marinakis would come out and say, oh, we're trying to achieve this dream. And, like, in the back of the jerseys, you could see the words, we keep on dreaming, something like that. Mm-hmm. And now, like, we can finally achieve that dream. Like, this is an actual chance to get it. So it's incredible. And you know what's more incredible? Like, 100 years, 99 to be exact, and so many people just haven't never got to see it. And so many people, this might be the only chance to see it. So
correct. It's
truly crazy that all four of us can actually see it. It's crazy.
Yes, that's really well said. we made the comment. Remember Mitropanos quote about Olympiacos, there's only two football teams in Greece with Olympiacos in the year, so never true words spoken. Correct, mate. And Mitropanos is the absolute goat.
Yanni, you just motivated me to go win the Conference League right now.
Bro.
Yeah, that was really well said by Yanni.
What can I say? Just clip it, send it to the lads, bro.
Thank you, Shane. Yeah, apparently he's starting. Shane, get on the stream, mate. Give us your thoughts about Olympiacos as well. Yeah, that was really well said, Yanni. That's we're gonna have to clip that and put that on Insta Reels, CJ.
Yeah, for sure, man. That's Christmas.
And CJ, we've asked everyone now, what does this mean to you, this semi-final?
What does it mean to me? It means the world, mate. It means the absolute world. And I'm very superstitious as a person, and I don't really like talking ahead of myself, especially I don't want to say we're making the final because it's not over. We still have a second leg. But if things were to end the way they are right now, I couldn't be happier. Obviously, I don't want it
to. Bummer, Shane. Bummer.
What I think of Friday as well is I still feel all the reporters or all the stuff that I've read are still not taking Olympiakos seriously. I agree with Tass. Maybe Aston Villa took us a bit too lightly. They weren't prepared. But if they think they're going to get motivated coming into Karaskaki, it's going to cut them down to size real quick. That's all I know for sure. Olympiakos just need to keep their head in the game, play their football, play their game. Why the hell not? Like Yanni said, we keep dreaming. We all Olympiakos fans have been dreaming of this their entire lives. And I agree with you. We're the four of us, like with our dads, with our papa with us, we can witness it as we speak right now. And that in itself just makes it more emotional for us. You know, we all seen us getting knocked out by Wolves, losing to Maccabi, both Maccabi's 4-1 at home. Yep. We've seen our team getting whacked 4-0. We've seen them get knocked out by Bordeaux, Manchester United, even the older fans back in the late 90s to Juventus. We had that stuff with Deportivo. Man, this is everything. Even if it's just this one, that's all we need. That's all we need. For me, I'd be happy for the rest of my life if we only just won this one. Obviously, if we could get more, that'd be great. But
yeah.
What a time to be alive as an Olympiakos fan right now. And yeah, this is the best worst season we have ever had.
Yeah, that's good.
The best worst season.
Yep. No, I fully agree with you, CJ. Right, I'll finish off with my thoughts as well on this. I was thinking I've grown up for the last, how many years, 10 plus, 15 years, watching Olympiakos with my papu. And I was thinking he's obviously getting older now. What a moment it would just be just to win the Conference League. And like I think it was Yanni or CJ who said, we're probably never going to see this again. We're probably never going to see something like this again. People have waited 99 years. I think that was you, Yanni, who said it. No one's seen it. And we've got the opportunity to see something so big. And oh, what a moment it'll be. And yeah, it'll be an emotional moment if we manage to pull this all off. And yeah, it's just about the memories. And like you said, CJ, if we win this, I'll be satisfied with whatever else I see in football forever. I'll always remember this. This will be the biggest thing I've ever seen. And I think it will be ever because it's the first like major thing ever. And it means so much to us all. Like we all support a Premier League team, like we say we support, but this means more. Well, maybe not to Christos. Maybe Christos likes Liverpool more than Olympiakos, but this means like the most to out of any team, any sport, anything that any of us support. It means like everything to us, man. This sort of thing. So it'd be absolutely insane if we can lift that trophy. And what a moment it would be. And yeah, we can complete the whole full circle of sports in Europe and win every single European trophy, which would be absolutely massive. And yeah, and it's just good as well for getting Greek football on the map. But what a moment it will be, boys. What a moment. But we don't want to get too ahead of ourselves because we still have this Friday's match to play, although we've got the 4-2 lead, 2-goal advantage going into home. 10 p.m. for Greeks on Thursday night and for us 5 a.m. on Friday morning. We'll talk a bit about the match now, boys. Well, we'll start with you, Christos. How do you want to see us go into the match? With what sort of philosophy, mentality, and the starting 11? Do you make any changes? What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't think we should sit back because the English teams know how to play when teams sit back, and they're going to be expecting us to just be sitting back on our bikes. I think we should go for another 2 goals and really finish the tie and set the tie as it is. And I think that's the approach that they will go for, and I'm hoping that they go for that. I feel like with a Spanish coach, they're not going to want to aim for boring football. They're going to want to aim for high intensity football as well. A metalist, yeah, whatever that means. But
another team we didn't make it to.
Yeah, I think that. Yeah. Anyway, I think for the lineup, I don't really think we should change much, to be honest. Maybe Borda can start instead of just because he's got the experience.
He did start last game.
I thought he came on. Sorry, I watched the game too. I I thought he came on, but yeah. Sorry, for like I remember the anyway. I think the lineup's good. Yes, the ref performance will be definitely important. I think the ref in the first game was absolutely phenomenal. It's probably one of the best games we've ever seen from an official in comparison to the absolute khalia we had the match before that. So I think that it will be a big. We don't want to rely on the referee though. We want to rely on our own individual skills and how well we can perform as a unit and as a team. And also, actually, I think the one change I would add is I'll probably bring Masuda into the starting 11 now that he's back from his suspension. I'd bring Mr. Hasudas, as CJ likes to call him, back into the 11 because it'd be nice to just, you know, I think a few more Greeks into the 11 would be nice. And I think Fortunis is going to have a brilliant game as he did in the first game.
Yanni, let's go to you. Quick thoughts about how we should get into the game and starting 11, and we'll go around with the score prediction and end things up.
I fully agree with Chrisos. We are definitely not going to just sit back due to Mendy Bella. Like, he will definitely press. But I do think that we're going to be a bit more conservative with what we do. It's not 0-0 anymore. It's 4-2, and every minute that passes by, our chances increase of qualifying. I sincerely think if we score the first goal, it's done. We've gone through. I don't know if we win the game, but we've gone through if we just score the first goal.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to see Masuras in the starting 11 because Fortunis is the other option for right wing. And as much as he tries to influence every play, I know and I understand, like, but he does like track back like Masuras does. At least he did that with Aston Villa. But you really do see that, like, yes, his best position is in the midfield. And there was a chance in the previous game where I saw him, like, try to cut in, go towards the middle and shoot. And it's like, bro, if he was already in the middle, he probably could have scored from there because he would have just made a little bit more of a run and then just scored. So I do want to see Masuras, like Russo said. And
so then who drops out for you then, do you think, Yanni? If Masuras comes in, who do you take out of the midfield? I don't think you can take Chiquinho out. I don't think you can take Keze out. I don't think you can take Iborda out. That's the problem.
It's tough. I think it's not so much about taking someone out. I think it's so much about... Obviously, you have to take them out, but put them back in at like the 50th, 60th minute. Give them time to play. You know what I mean? Maybe Iborda, just for the legs, maybe. Or maybe you just make that change where at the 60th, 70th minute, I don't know, whatever, you take Iborra out because he's going to be tired, put Fortunis in that midfield, take Masuras, take Fortunis from the right wing, put him back in the midfield, put Masuras in, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very tough decision for the coach, but I mean, Fortunis is arguably the best midfielder, in my opinion, still in the club, so he has to be in the midfield.
Yep.
And CJ, we'll go to you now, and I'll wrap it up.
I agree with Chris and Yanni. Definitely not to sit back. That's exactly what Villa are going to want. I think like Yanni said as well, we're going to go for a more controlling, more conservative style of play. Even if you watch the first game back, Villa, especially their wing-backs and wingers, were waiting for our wing-backs to press high up, and it just wasn't happening. I feel like that was crumbling Villa a little bit. Definitely should be going for an early goal or just getting a goal in general. I think Richards will obviously be starting since Ortega's out. I'd keep everything pretty much the same except maybe Masuras in for Podence. I think Podence can be more of an impact later on in the second half, and Masuras can help cover the left side with Richards. I think that would help. But regardless, start for Dance, bring on Masuras later or vice versa, I think it's good. I'd still prefer Masuras to start. Other than that, I think we're going to be going for the same. Guys, let's be honest, Aston Villa's back line's absolutely woeful. Even against Brighton, they were absolutely woeful.
Mm-hmm.
They do have, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Chris, you might know, they might have Martinez back in goal.
I think he's coming back, yes.
Yeah, they're probably playing, which will be a big boost for them.
So that is a big boost for them. But if I was a Olympiacos player, I wouldn't be so fixated on that. Just focus on the game. And like Yanni said, if we get a goal, I think we can see the game out. That will absolutely break Villa's hopes. But does not mean to blink twice. They are absolutely gunning, going attacking in the attack, sorry. So I don't know, man. My prediction...
Wait. We'll come back around for predictions. I'll say my thing quickly. I think we go with the exact same lineup. I really like the idea Christos and Yanni said, and even you, Sergio, about Masuda starting. But I think we go into this first half, especially with the same mentality as that first game. We want to score. We want to win. We don't sit back because we know their quality in attack. And if we give them too much space and time and space, they'll punish us. So I think we go with the exact same mentality, the exact same 11 that we played against Villa at Villa Park. And then I think, based on how the match is going, around that 60th minute, 50th minute, if everything's going well, that's when you look to bring on a player like Masuras, who, like Yanni said, is much better at tracking back and, like you said, can help cover Richards. Whether he comes on to Richards' side or Roddy Ney, I think he'll be more suited to come onto Richards' side because of Matty Cash. And if Villa are down, Matty Cash obviously is a good attacker and he'll be looking to get forward. So Masuras can help out there. So yeah, I think I really like the idea of Masuda starting, but I don't think he will. I think he'll come off the bench and really help out in defence because he's a workhorse. And I think we go exactly the same mentality that we had going into that game in Villa Park. This game's not over. If we score a goal, it is over, like Yanni said. So we go to score that goal and we don't think about, you know, defending and all that at all to start with. It's 90 minutes. Look at Fenerbahce, and I'm sure Menlibar will be telling the players this. We conceded two goals and the whole tie changed in the space of 5-10 minutes against Fenerbahce at home. So, you know, that can easily happen to us again here. So, you know, we can't sit back and just hope for the best. We've got to be strong defensively, have a little bit more of that defensive mind, you know, not take as many risks as we would have in the first leg. But, you know, we still go for that goal. And then around that 50-60th minute, if the score line's the same, even if we're still up by a goal, that's when you maybe start thinking about, okay, you know, we're getting close now. Let's pull the trigger and sit back a little bit and look for a more defensive unit. We've only got to defend out another half an hour. So that's my thing. So I go with the same lineup. And I'd like to see as well Alexandropoulos feature at least off the bench in this game as well, because I think his quality needs some moments and he needs some time in these big games, in these big moments. And he's shown that he loves the club as well. So, yeah. All right, that's my opinion. We'll go around for the score lines. Go on, Christos. But before we do that, we got a comment. Thoughts on Eric Schoenstatt? He's the kid from the youth team is in for debut thoughts. I feel like you're taking the piss. Eric Schoenstatt. Also,
no way.
Yeah, no, that's not a real person. I've just looked at
him. <Eric Schoenstatt. laughs> He's known for love to lose. All right, Chris, let's go. Score predictions and scorers, just like that, bang, bang. We don't want massive essays here.
I think it's going to be a 2-1 loss. We'll still go through, obviously. I'm sorry, but I think we're going to lose 2-1. I think Fortunis is going to score. And
has there been a prediction when we score, he hasn't predicted Fortunis to score?
Video, man.
Ollie Watkins will score for Aston Villa and Matty Cash will score for Aston Villa. There you go.
Yanni.
Yeah, hard to follow such an upbeat prediction, but I think I see a scoring, and I think this is the thing. I think we score a goal, 1-0. Maybe 1-1, and then maybe 2-1. So I think it's either going to be 1-1 or 2-1, and we either draw, win, and go through. Obviously, go through. About goals, don't ask me. I don't know. I don't care who scores. Even if it's 2-1 goals, I don't care. I'll take them.
All right, CJ.
It's going to be tough. I'm feeling lots of goals. I think it's going to be 3-2. Anyone's way.
Okay, I'm going with the 1-0 draw and Mr. Ayubi El-Gabi to score. So that's the predictions. Bamatulo, hopefully we get the job done. We'll talk a lot about it on the Instagram tomorrow because tomorrow's going to be a big day pre-game. So keep an eye out on Olympiacos Australia and Thilos Global for Instagram posts about the game. I think if we make it, we will definitely do a stream right after. We're going to get Dennis. Will Delis. Delis Will to cover the stream after from Canada. He's Will really wants to join, by the way. He's been telling us. And Angus, how are you, mate? This is my boy Angus. How are you, brother? What's it called? Much love to Angus. Yeah, he's been dying to get on the stream, but obviously because of the time zone differences with Canada, it's a bit hard. So he will probably cover that post game if he managed to win, and we'll have massive podcasts the next few weeks leading up to the final if we manage to make it. But let's not think about that yet first.
We can do a live watch party.
Yes, we can. We can do a lot of things, and we'll talk all about what can happen for that if we make it. And like Manly Bar said, it's not over yet. He doesn't want to talk about the final until we're actually in the final. So we'll leave it at that. Bama Olibiakata, let's get the job done. Now, finally, before we end the stream, one more thing, 5 a.m. tomorrow morning, Australian time, or again, 10 p.m. Greek time, it is Olympiacos Barcelona Game 5, like we said before, for a chance in the Final Four. We spoke a bit about it before. Yanni, as the EuroLeague expert, just tell us what to expect from this game, if we're going to see Mitrul Long or not. We haven't spoken about Mitrul Long today. What's it called?
Mitroglou.
What's it called? Give us a quick rundown of this game. Yeah, give us a quick preview.
So like we said, it's not going to be a blowout, obviously, for either team. Barcelona is going to come back to look for a statement game and to go through, but they have to avenge, like, that was an embarrassment at CEF. Close game. I think we win by six points. I think, but like comfortable six, not like at the last minute. At the last 1 or 2 minutes, we're leading by six or eight. How it finishes. Obviously, Barcelona, to be honest, apart from the game they beat us at in Barcelona, they haven't really shown anything too spectacular. Like, obviously, they're not going to miss as many shots as they did. And obviously, Jabari Parker, Jan Vesely, and two other guys that I forgot their names, Spanish players. Navarro retired 5 years ago.
Jabari Parker playing?
No. What's the guy that just left the NBA? Ricky Rubio. Obviously, he will have
Barcelona. Bravo, Angus. Big respect. Everyone clap that. He'll be up watching the second half. That's a big one.
Let's go, bro.
Sorry, yeah, keep going, Yanni. Keep going.
No. Yeah. But yeah, I legitimately think we do
technically. Good night, CJ.
Good night, CJ. Obviously, I feel like if we just keep doing the correct things that we are doing and minimize the mistakes, then we will go through very easily. I do really hope William goes has a big game. I don't know. I just feel like because he was an ex-Real Madrid player, like he might want to just a little bit more to knock them out. But, I legitimately think anyone can sign. Milutinov can sign. Fall can sign. Papanikolaou, even woke up. Cannon, of course. So I think it's all going to play in what Barjokas does, the way Barjokas is going to set the game. And I think we do the things we can control, right? We go through.
So yeah, I agree.
Hat-trick on Friday.
The comment, what's it called? I agree, Yanni. And my prediction is I think we'll go. Sorry, yeah. Did you want to say something?
Who?
I was just saying, my prediction is we go through as well. I think we win by 4 points. Something close, I think. Like you said, though, but not like last minute. Like, we have the game sort of the whole time and we're in control of the game. And, yeah, it'll be good, man. It'll be good to see us in the Final Four in Germany. And, yeah, it'll be massive.
Yes,
and Pame Olibiakara for that as well. Pame Barjoka. Full trust in Barjoka. Sorry, go, Yanni.
No, I said imagine we play Panathinaikos at the...
That'd be massive final. In the final. That'd be absolutely huge, man.
That'd be huge in Germany as well.
That would be massive.
That'd be crazy.
Christos.
Yes, my friend.
Thoughts on the basketball quickly. Do we win tomorrow against Barcelona?
Yes, you forget that I am a basketball man myself. Barcelona, historically good in the
actually,
basketball.
Tell us you wanted to talk Greek with podcast. Tell us this in Greek.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Barcelona, μερικές φορές παίζουν καλή μπάσκετ. Νομίζω θα είναι πολύ δύσκολο παιχνίδι για Ολυμπιακός, αλλά νομίζω θα κερδίσουμε. Δεν θα είναι 30 βαθμούς ή 40 βαθμούς, θα είναι μόνο 5-6 βαθμούς
που να κερδίσουμε. 30 βαθμούς. That's a big win, right?
No, 6 βαθμούς is not a big win.
Oh, you said δεν νομίζω ότι θα είναι...
Yeah, I did say
δεν
νομίζω. Θα είναι 6 βαθμούς. Και Ricky Rubio δεν θα παίζει καλά και έτσι θα σπάσει το πόντο.
Και ποιος θα βάλει τα περισσότερα μπάσκετ για την ομάδα μας, τους περισσότερους πόντους, ποιος θα το βάλει.
Πώς το λένε, walk up.
Walk up, okay, bravo Chrisos. We have Jono joining us last minute as we're about to cut off the stream.
In the 97th, last sub.
In the 97th minute, like he had an after the siren goal today, which like not many people understand, but he's coming late again. Something with late winners. Welcome, Mr. Jono. Oh, Chrisos's cousin as well.
Jono.
What's up,
Jono?
How's
Thea going? Thea's good, Chrisos.
Yeah, my Thea's good. How's Thea?
Yeah, she's good, mate. She's good. We're just talking about you before. We miss you, man. Go come see her. You disappeared.
Bro. I'm coming. Don't worry. I'll drive down and I'll play a game for Kef as well.
You're always coming, mate. You're always coming.
Nice.
Are you guys actually cousins?
Yeah.
You were cousins, yeah.
I thought it was a joke. What the
heck? No, man.
Oh, I love that with the tie, though. I love that.
Yeah, nice. He's got the tie and the kit. That's respect. Jono, give us your prediction quickly.
That's why for then he's put into Kef.
Give us your give us your prediction. Give us your prediction for the game on Friday.
For Friday, I'm going to say 1-1. I think we're going to play a bit more defensive.
Mm-hmm.
Just really trying to hold the lead on aggregate. I think El Kabi will get a goal. And I'm going to say Diaby will probably score an equalizer for Aston Villa. And the 60-70th minute, as we get a bit more tired, but I think we'll hold on and get with the two-goal aggregate lead.
I know you're a big football like analysis, like you love tactics. You've got that board at home, you know, you play around with the figurines and do all sort of different tactics and stuff. Were you impressed by the way we set ourselves up in that first game?
100%. I think having the inverted wing-backs coming up the field and supporting the attack and then coming back on defense as well and, you know, kind of making like a five-back. You know, defending in five up
with the border sitting back, you're right.
Yeah, I think that worked really well. And El Kabi showed, you know, I just think honestly, he could have played by himself against Aston Villa and would have won. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, you know, we'd have to get you next season, maybe for like the remainder of the games to do like analysis videos by yourself on the channel. We
might pay you. For sure.
You can analyze the tactics and stuff and do some videos on that.
Yeah, well, as I've been watching Olympiacos games since I can remember, like. I think when I was born in the hospital, there's a Olympiacos game on.
Fair enough.
Basically, since birth, I've been watching, analysing. I'm actually in contact with them over Instagram as well. We do talk a bit of tactics here and there.
Yeah, okay, you're helping them out. Helping men. Maybe that's the success that Mendibar's been getting has been from your help.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, not to jam myself up too much, but
fair enough. And
I guess you could say
Can we just get a 1-2 word statement as well? You obviously scored an after the siren winner a few hours ago. Not many people know what we're talking about. Just any statement on that?
Yeah, look, I just think I say how it is, and sometimes people can't handle the truth.
fair enough.
That's how it is, fair unfortunately.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much, Jono, for joining us last minute. Any comments, anything else?
Sorry?
No, anything else, any comments?
I've got a comment, Liam.
Yep.
I just want to say how good the Sydney Swans are. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, let's see, mate. Up the Swans, mate. That's another red and white. Look, it's just
you know what? We'll give them respect because they're red and white. So that's it, you know what? Respect. Well, Jono, you know what? You're here. We're about to end the stream. We'll just make sure we've got no more comments. Oh, we've got James Carter coming in. who is this sexy man? Who's this Jono bloke? He has no idea. And Tommy with up the bloods.
Yeah, the bloods.
Thank you, boys, for that comments. We love you all. Jono, we're going to give you the job of the outro today.
Ooh.
Yep. Thank you, everyone, for coming. Are we allowed to swear on this?
Yeah, you can. Just not too like that.
Yeah. G the fuck just up for Friday. And I'll see you in Greece.
Thank you very much. Follow Olympiakos in Australia and Toulouse Global and Pame Olympiakara for the basketball and football. Have a good night, everyone.
Ooh.
Can you not make that noise, Chris?
I'm ruining it. Scare viewers away. You're
professional.
Ruin the outro.
Professional podcast.